This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
We're actually seeing a little bit of life across all major grains. Corn's up nearly a nickel, beans are up a couple cents, and wheat's up anywhere from, steady to 4 cents higher. Yesterday's USDA reports didn't do anything to excite the market and just kind of carbon copied the May report with a few minor adjustments. And I think the trade shrugged it off, and now we're focused back on weather. We've got some extreme heat coming across most of the growing region, and I think that's given us a little bit of underpinning in the market, and hopefully we can see some life moving forward here.
And those minor adjustments that you mentioned, any surprises at all, or was that something that we kind of just had figured could happen?
I think it was mostly dialed in. You know, the USDA is not a quick reactionary force by any stretch of the imagination, and so trimming the Brazil soybean number another million metric tons, while it was maybe disappointing to some, I don't think it was too much of a surprise to those who really follow the theology of the USDA. They're going to slow roll that. And until we see official yield numbers and everything else, we're not going to see them get too excited. So is CONAB right? Is USDA right? Probably neither. I think it's probably somewhere in the middle, and there's still some adjustments that need to be made. And I think the trade recognizes that. The yield number, they seldom change it for this June report. I think the one time we did see a dramatic change was in the 2019 wet planting season, and ended up that they probably over-adjusted that a little bit. And so not too surprising that we didn't see any major U.S. production number changes.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 gallons of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
July corn up 4¾ at 4.59 even. July soybeans up 3¼ at 11.80½. July soybean meal up $3.30 at $3.63.50. July soybean oil down 11 cents at $43.68. July oats up a quarter of a cent at $3.31 even. On the Merck, June live cattle unchanged at $183.65. August feeder cattle up 30 cents at $257.87. July lean hogs down 22 cents at $93.47. July pork cutout unchanged at $103.45. And Class 3 milk is up 9 cents at $19.86. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.